Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss his ass.
Kiss your ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's all I want for Christmas, and when I think about her, I touch my elf.
I'm just kidding.
I love it.
Oh, you're taking it back?
Oh, well, I didn't know if you would want to cut that out.
No.
I have another one.
I thought that was adorable.
Oh.
Give me your second one, just so you can be better than me.
No. She's going to be rocking around the Christmas tree. Not sure if I'll get to see her during the break, but I'm wishing her peace, love, and joy this holiday season.
Yeah, scratch that.
Okay.
Like the first one. That was awesome. And with me today is somebody that I love all year round, not just because it's the holidays. She makes me jolly. I sure hope she gets everything she wants and more for Christmas, even though there is a good chance that she's on the naughty list. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. Why am I on the naughty list?
For a lot of reasons.
Aww.
Mostly for, you know, acting out and berating kids through drive-thrus and, yeah, meltdown. I mean, I would be on the naughty list, too. If I'm calling you out, then I'm very guilty of the same thing.
All right. I guess that's kind of true.
I pouted the other night because my internet is not connected to my satellite, DirecTV satellite, and I couldn't order a movie. And that was just like the end of the world to me. I was lonely. I was holiday lonely. I couldn't order a damn movie. And that just made me mad. And then my husband calls me, like, in the middle of all that. And I'm just like, man, I can't order a movie.
But he was really nice. Really. Like, all the time. No. I think we both outweigh the bad with the nice.
I think so. I always say that I'm extremely selfish because I am, but I'm also thoughtful, too. You were making fun of me the other day because we had Shalotsky sandwiches delivered up to the station, and there were some cinnamon rolls that were left, and there weren't that many of them. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to take one, and then I'm going to have a cookie. And you're like, why are you trying to leave food for everybody?
Well, you're like, you didn't just say that. You're like, I'm only going to take one because there's not a lot left. And I'm like, trying to get as many as I can.
I wasn't trying to call you out.
They're good, too.
I'm just trying to show that I'm a good person,
too. You are a good person. And you don't have to try. It just comes naturally.
You damn right it does. Now, I have something special. Initially, you and I had discussed doing the birth of Jesus and everything else.
Yes.
But we were too afraid to touch it because I figured we could do like our own version.
But we don't want to be... I make it a mockery.
Exactly. We don't want to be sacrilegious. So we were like, well, better not, because if I say it my own words, it's going to come out bad. Which brings me to this.
Are you going to do it solo?
In the old Lacey G archives.
Did you do it?
I pulled from a previous radio show that I was on. I worked with some Jewish guys, and I was really unfamiliar with their traditions. So I really wasn't accustomed with Hanukkah or anything else. So I decided I wanted to try to learn about it, but I did it in my Lacey fashion. And so this was,
oh my gosh,
my telling
wait.
Of Hanukkah back in 2010.
I decided to brush up on my Hanukkah. A little bit of background that I learned. Judea allowed the Jews to continue practicing their own religion, but his son didn't want him to. He wanted to force everybody to worship the Greek gods. Then here's where it gets a little bit sketchy.
Wait, where are you? Is this from Wikipedia? Where'd you get your
from
Jewish
history? History Channel. Then there's something about sacrificing pigs. And then there's a war and some running, and they hid in a second temple and cleansed it.
Hey, you know, this was on the History Channel, apparently, yes. So this must all be true.
I didn't follow it very well, though. But, yeah, that sounds about right, though, right? And, okay, y'all celebrate for 8 days because there was only a little bit of oil left to light this candle whenever they were trying to purify the temple.
Right.
But the little bit of oil kept the candle lit for 8 days. And on Hanukkah, you receive a gift every day during the 8 days. You eat a lot of fried foods because of the miracle of oil. So you have, like, these potato onion pancakes. And, of course, you have the candle, the menorah.
I have lots of those.
Then I think everybody gets circumcised, and that's just kind of where I quit
reading. That's not part of Hanukkah.
That
though,
is not.
So that was my telling of Hanukkah. That was a condensed down version.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of information that got maybe left out.
Oh, no. I just took out all the jokes. I just took out all the jokes and the other guys talking. That was my complete version of Hanukkah. But whenever I found that, I went on later and I was still talking about Christmas and I learned something that I had forgotten. So rather than repeat it, I'm just going to replay it. So that made me start thinking about Christmas traditions, and I found a little bit about caroling. You guys are familiar with caroling. Whenever people go around singing at your doors, this tradition was actually started by the drunks during the winter solstice. This is when Christmas was regarded as the festival of joy and drunkenness. Okay, so the original carolers, they would go around the houses singing and begging for foods and drinks, and if you didn't give it to them, they'd throw rock at your windows. So they were just a bunch of drunks walking around singing.
Wow.
And there was originally a Saint Nick, but he wasn't accompanied by elves. There was this little devil creature named Krampus that followed him around. And Krampus would beat up and kidnap naughty children. And that's where, like, the naughty or nice came from.
Whoa. I did know there was a real Saint Nick. I tell my kids that because I never told them when they were growing up that there was a Santa Claus. I was just like, well, you know, when they'd ask about it. Yeah, there was a real guy, Saint Nicholas, but he's dead now.
So where was Saint Nicholas from?
I don't know. One of the northern countries, Germany, Scandinavia, something like that.
And then what would he do? Why was he Saint Nick?
He just was making toys, I think, for the village kids. And since he was doing good, I guess they dubbed him a saint. I don't really know the whole story, but that's kind of what I've gotten from tidbits of stuff that I've heard.
That's cool. I don't know that I knew that.
But I love the drunk carolers. That is fantastic. I'd never heard that.
Do you go caroling, you and the kids?
We have. I think I did it with church growing up, but I've never done it with the kids.
I don't go caroling, but if I go to anybody's house during the holidays, especially... We always go visit our family in Florida. That's our family tradition. And we're friends with all the neighbors. Their neighborhood is really tight-knit. And so whenever we go to the neighbor's house and it'll be the whole family, then we'll go Christmas caroling at the neighbors.
That's cool. It's
really just let me in.
It's cold outside.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in Florida.
It's not. But what are some of your family traditions that you have, Amy?
We get 3 gifts for the kids. In remembrance of the 3 gifts the kings brought Jesus, baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 gifts each. And then we do tamales on Christmas Eve, usually. That's our...
Homemade or...
No, girl. I buy those.
I made them one time. It was pretty hard.
I bet.
Yeah.
And it's messy too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could try, but you know, I like things cheap and I like them easy.
Yeah.
My dad always gets these See's candies. It's a brand. It's molasses chips, which who likes molasses chips? But it's just tradition now. Even though nobody really likes them or eats them, he still gets them every year.
You like candy corn and you don't like molasses chips? I don't know what molasses chips are, but...
They're like chocolate covered, like hard little candies. I don't know. They're just... kind of rough on your teeth, but I mean they taste fine. It's just not as great as just plain old chocolate. And then my favorite tradition, I love decorating the tree because of the ornaments. So I love the tradition of buying an ornament everywhere we go for vacation. I think you do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year the kids pick out one ornament, so we go to the store and every year, so whenever they grow up and they have their family, they can take their ornaments with them and they're just not starting from scratch.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So
that is so incredibly sweet.
And then I don't have a themed tree. It's just random stuff,
yeah.
Kids' crafts and whatever.
That is so sweet. I really like that idea because whenever I first moved in with Jeremy, I used to not really care about Christmas. My Christmas and birthday were always together. I really didn't care. After I was an adult, it just wasn't a big deal anymore. You know, mm-hmm. I was single. I didn't really celebrate. And whenever I met Jeremy, he would start watching Christmas movies like 3 months in advance. And whenever I told him I didn't care about Christmas, he went out and bought a Christmas tree. We put up the Christmas tree. We decorated the whole apartment. Well, our very first Christmas tree had nothing but firefighter ornaments on it. now we do buy ornaments everywhere that we go. So then that is a lot of fun because I usually put the tree up alone while he sits on the couch. But still, I run up to him and I'm like, you remember this? We got this whenever we got engaged. Yeah. We've been here.
Sharing
we've done this.
Memories, it's so great and heartwarming.
There's one ornament that to this day, we really have no idea. We were on a cruise and we stopped at Roatan, I think is how you say it. I don't even know where it is. But anyway, we stopped at Roatan and drank a bunch of margaritas. And whenever we came back, we remember it was raining, but neither one of us remember buying this ornament. And it's like a wooden hand-carved ornament. And we woke up the next morning and we're like, "Who? Like, where did this come from? I don't know what happened." Neither That's one great. Of us remember buying it. Nobody in our group bought it for us.
That's neat, though.
So I don't know.
It's the Immaculate Conception ornament.
I think that is so sweet that you do that, though.
Yeah.
That the kids are going to have their own ornaments. Jeremy still has some baby ornaments from whenever he was a baby, like baby's first Christmas and his pictures in it and little homemade crafts that he made with his name and little scribble scrabble in the year. I have these bells. They're little cloth bells, and it's the only ornament I have from whenever I was a kid. And I used to wear them in my hair every year. I'd put my hair up in a ponytail. That way, whenever I walked around, I would jingle jangle.
Yes.
But then whenever I got older, I was probably a teenager, we got these big bells that go on the Christmas tree, and they're motion sensored, or you can turn them on and off with a remote. Anyway, they play Christmas carols, and I actually brought them. They're upstairs in my car, and I forgot to grab them.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, so I have that still.
I think I'm going to come up to your car and listen to
it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We would get on my parents' nerves so bad with that, because we would play them all the time. But
yeah.
Well, now I'm just such a Christmas homer. Now there's not enough time for Christmas. And whenever I was in Kansas City, so many people were dressed up or had headbands on with little ears. And it was just, it was so adorable. And it made me really appreciate them. I appreciate people who give into the holiday.
Yeah. Well, it can be a beating sometimes. Just for some people who have split homes or have giant families, it's just a lot of meeting up with people. And you can really enjoy it. Thankfully, both my parents are divorced, but they can get along. So we've had Christmas all together as a group, and that's nice, instead of having to go into multiple different celebrations. But I like Christmas. I do. I like the idea of Christmas. It's just a lot of work.
It's a lot of work for you because you have a lot of family and a lot of obligations. For me, it's easy. I go down to Florida. I have nothing to worry about. A new family tradition for me in Florida, we wake up Christmas morning, we'll get food and get coffee. And one year, my mother-in-law making coffee, and she goes, "You want a little something to put in your coffee?" Talking about like Godiva liquor or something. And I was like, "Oh, no, 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 I'm good, I'm good." And she goes, "Well, I'm going to put some in mine." I was like, "Oh, yeah, I forgot that's okay. Here, I'll take some." So we'll start drinking with our coffee Christmas morning. And we're not drinking all day long. Like, it's not like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we might have mimosas or we might have something in our coffee.
Yeah.
Wait for little Kira to get up. And then we take our time unwrapping presents because there's so many presents and there's 6 or 7 of us there. I don't know.
So I don't know if y'all do this, but growing up for me, when we opened presents, we just all opened them up at the same time. But when I married Josh, they sit in a chair in the middle of the room and one person opens all their gifts and then the next person opens all. So everybody is watching you. I sweat so bad. It was so nerve wracking. All those eyes on me. I was not used to that. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like a performance.
We don't do that. We all sit around together and we will open up one present at a time. You're not opening up all your presents, but we will take turns opening up presents.
Okay.
And it's just very leisure.
Yeah. It was chaotic growing up for me. I like the leisure idea.
Yeah. And my father-in-law has a jukebox and it plays Christmas music
like
while we're doing.
Like a full-size one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got a couple of them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He's got a couple of them. One year, before Jeremy and I got married, my parents came with us to Florida because they wanted to meet Jeremy's parents. So after we had gotten engaged, I guess it was right after we got engaged, they decided to come to Florida with us and came and stayed at my in-laws' house. And it was my parents and my niece, Heaven. And Heaven was little then. I don't know exactly how old she was. But for a little girl, after you stay somewhere for a couple days, Like, you just think this is the new norm.
This is my new home.
So she was on the phone. Jeremy's brother lived in another state. And so she was talking to Jeremy's brother. And she's like, so I live here now and this and this and this. Well, my parents go to leave the next day and she's super emotional and I'm not. I'm completely the opposite. But she, every time I leave, pretty much she cries and she has those big old beautiful eyes. Yeah, so you can just see the tears.
Eyes.
So she leaves and she's just bawling and she's so sad and I have to give her 1,000 hugs and I don't know when I'm going to see her again. I think they lived in Georgia then and I don't even know when I'm going to see you again and this and this. And after she left, my father-in-law was like, well, that was really dramatic. I said, she thinks she's getting ripped away from her home. Of course it's dramatic.
Oh, that poor thing. And right after such a high, it's like a high, high of Christmas and then a low, you know, immediately after having to say bye to everybody. That's sad.
Here in a minute, we're going to start talking about some songs and some of our favorite presents and stuff like that. But I do have one more tradition that I want to tell you about. Since my family typically has lived away, now they just recently moved back, but since they've typically lived away, we've always done a birthday party on Christmas morning. So we do a birthday party for Jesus with carrot cake because they had a carrot in front of the donkey and that's how you get the donkey to walk. And my dad reads the story of Jesus, the birth of Jesus from the Bible. And so since they've lived far away, every year I always FaceTime with them. So ever since Heaven's been born, I'll FaceTime with them so we can do
that one before.
Yeah.
Now I have heard my sister-in-law and her family, they do before you open any gifts, the kids have to find baby Jesus. So there's like this little figurine or something and they hide him somewhere in the house. And so when the kids wake up, they're excited about Jesus and not their, you know, stupid presents. So they're like running around the house and they're trying to find baby Jesus. And once they find baby Jesus and they, you know, celebrate him, then they can celebrate themselves with gifts or whatever.
That's sweet. Yeah. I like that too.
So we were going to talk about our favorite Christmas carols and songs, you know, this time of year. And I wasn't feeling super inspired, so I was driving into work, and I turned on the radio station, and two of the worst songs came on the radio. I couldn't find one of them. I mean, let's just hope it falls off the face of the planet and no one ever has to hear it again. But the other one is from a Broadway show, I think, and it's called Need a Little Christmas Now. And it, gosh, you need to hear this. It's the worst thing ever.
I'm excited to hear this.
Call out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas, right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas.
What is wrong with you?
You like it?
Yeah.
It's just way too peppy. It's like, oh my God.
I want to dance.
No, it's too much. And I like Broadway. I hear this and I'm like, ooh. It's just too much.
I like it. That puts me in the spirit.
Oh.
I'm feeling the Christmas spirit, Amy.
I'm the Grinch over here. And
oh
no
my
way.
Gosh. I like it.
You don't even like Broadway stuff, do you?
Oh, I hate Broadway.
I can't believe you like this song.
I like it.
I thought you'd jump right on board. But thankfully, I started thinking of better songs, at least that I thought were great. Mm-hmm. So one of the funnest ones to sing this time of year is 12 Days of Christmas. And I was looking through some old videos and I found some of Maddox when he was 4 years old singing. It's so cute. He's adorable.
Now, these are home videos and not from your video store, right?
No.
On the 12th day of Christmas, when children came to me, 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords sleeping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 golden beans. 4 calling birds, hello. 3 finches by shore. 2 turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree.
That is the most adorable thing I have ever heard.
Okay, I don't know if I should pull back the curtain a little bit. You cut something out.
Yeah, it sounded like a baby crying or something.
He was grunting. He was, so it's a video. There's a little act of each of these things, and he was laying an egg, and he was going,
oh, I didn't know what that was.
It's so cute. And then, you know, hello, he put a phone up to his ear and all these little things, all these little dancing moves.
That's adorable. That's no, really I cute. Thought that was just like background noise. That's why I cut it out.
Yeah, I figured you didn't.
How old was he in that video?
4. He was in pre-K. He was so little and so confident. Did you hear it in his voice?
Yeah, he said bonjour. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I have a favorite Christmas song, and it's because I feel like it's kind of my people. I don't know if you've ever heard it. It's by Robert Earl Keane.
Call the turkey, turn the ball game on. Mix margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some Diet Rides. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights.
Everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family.
That is not a Christmas song.
He just said Merry Christmas from the family.
Mm-mm. No, I can't.
It is a white trash Christmas.
Oh, I've never really been to appreciate honky tonk.
I am not fond of country. Watch it. I'm not fond of country, but I like this song. And I guess maybe the reason I like this song is for...
I like the idea. You know, Christmas isn't perfect. Let's be real. So I like that he's singing about that.
It's just trashy family getting together. I can find the humor in it.
Sure.
And a good friend of mine plays the guitar, and this is one of the only songs that he knows, so he would play it and sing it.
Does he know the words?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, which I said that was the chorus, but it changes every time they got to go to the store for something else. I can't believe you don't like my song. I loved your horrible song.
I thought it was the worst, and you loved it. I don't think we're lining up here.
Wow.
I know something that we'll agree on.
Me too. This has to be the best, right?
Oh, yeah. Pop song.
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Yeah.
There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want to fill my own. More than you could ever know.
I don't know the words. I printed them out.
Oh.
Make my wish come.
Christmas song ever.
That is a freaking great one.
Yeah.
I wish I knew the words. Sorry, I would have joined in more.
Yeah, I should have printed it out for you too.
Okay.
There's me being selfish again.
It is quite all right. No, that is a super good jam. I should speak into the microphone. That is a super good jam. Radio 101. That was fun. That was a fun little sing along.
Gosh, but I cannot carry my voice like her, obviously. She's a professional. But gosh, So good.
I was a very close second. I was a very close second to Mariah Carey. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I was on point. No, I've told you before, my dad's a Christian singer. On some songs, he brings my mom in. He brings my niece in. I have never, ever been asked to join the family band. Ever.
So sad.
I know. You heard my pipes. I should obviously be asked along. Now, you had mentioned this song as being your favorite instrumental. What's the name of it?
Carol of the Bells.
And I didn't know what you were talking about until I pulled it up.
Love it.
And that is cool.
Oh, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bring a good cheer to your
kind of sounds scary, though. Yeah, it's eerie.
Seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they come, praising the sun. Oh,
and it made me remember Trans-Siberia Orchestra.
This makes me
which
think
is really cool.
Home Alone. I think this is in there somewhere. But yeah, I could do without the words. It's like not my favorite.
Oh.
But definitely, definitely best melody? I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't make you think of this because this is also what I thought of immediately.
Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flamboyant whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done.
Have you never heard that?
I think I have. Is that
Family Guy?
Yeah, I've never watched Family Guy, but I know of it, so...
I haven't watched Family Guy in years, but old Family Guy was classic. And soon as I heard that song, I'm like, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done. In my head. Mine and Jeremy's favorite Christmas song. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. But because we live in Texas, we always say, oh, the weather outside is weather. Because it never changes. So, like, we don't have seasons. And one of the first years we were together, I got this programmable ornament where you can record a message. And so I put a Christmas picture of me and Jeremy. We're both wearing like elf hats and we're in front of our very first Christmas tree. And instead of recording a message, we recorded jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. And she still has that. But we've argued over whether the V was silent and or the hills we go, because you don't say over the hills we go.
Oh, I said over.
Over? Because I've always said, or the hills we go.
I don't
laughing
know.
Laughing all the way, ha, ha, ha.
We'd have to Google it. But I loved singing the song as a kid and, you know, the Batman Smells version. You know,
yeah.
Batman Smells. Okay, good.
Jingle bells, Batman Smells, Robin laid an egg. That's all I know.
Batmobile, lost a wheel, and Joker got away. Hey!
And also, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, reindeer had a very shiny nose like a light bulb. You have it's funnier with the additional parts to it.
It is, absolutely. Like Monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's greatness. A fun one. That's a fun one. So tell me about some of your favorite Christmas gifts.
My favorite one from my dad growing up as a kid was a purple bike. He knew me well enough that he knew I didn't like pink. Mm-hmm. What was my favorite color? Pink is the worst, by the way. I'm accepting it more and more as I get older. But anyways, he put it together all by himself. And my dad is a very chill dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just shocked that he did that on his own. I'm sure he threw a fit while doing it. Especially since I'm from his bloodline. Where else do I get it? But yeah, I just thought that was the best. I thought it was so great that he did that for me.
Guess what? My favorite Christmas gift was also a purple bike because purple is my favorite color.
Get out!
My grandmother, Doe, she bought me, she wanted to be called Doe. She didn't feel like she was a grandma. She was hot. She was so super hot. She was like a dark-headed Marilyn Monroe. Anyway, she didn't want to be called grandma. She wanted to be Doe, a female deer. So we all called her Doe. She bought me a purple bike and it said Lace on it. And so it was the closest thing to my name.
Was it the brand? Like Lace or where did that come from?
I don't
from?
Know. I don't know cool. why. Yeah, but it was a purple bike that said Lace. And whenever I was a kid, whenever I was real little, I'd go to the store with her, and anything that I'd see purple, I'd say, I don't know why I talked in third person, but I did. But I'd go, "Duh, Lacey loves purple." And that's how I would try to get her to buy me everything. I don't care what it was.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So growing up, purple was my, it's not anymore, but yeah, purple was my favorite color back then. I'm now a blue person.
My favorite color is peacock. Because okay. I like blue, purple, green.
I accept that.
Blue, purple, green, blue, purple, green.
And then my best gift from my mother was from when I was an adult. And she just knows me so well. I hate it when you're trying to get a gift for someone and all you're really doing is asking for a list and you get exactly what that person... I just love gifts that are thoughtful and you just know them and you know they'll love it. Anyway, so my mom got me these 12 Days of Christmas ornaments by my favorite... I mean, he's my favorite now. She didn't know it was my favorite then, but Jim Shore, he makes these little handcrafted figurines and they're so intricate and like specific kind of design. I just love them. They're just gorgeous. And she probably didn't have the money to get those at the time, but she actually, what she did, she bought them and would give them to me like three at a time for the year because she couldn't afford to buy me gifts all at once, mm-hmm. you know, that first year. So anyway, so she stretched it out a few years. I love them. They're gorgeous.
Aw, that's really sweet. I am a horrible gift giver because I don't know. I don't know what you want. So I do ask.
Yeah.
Like for my nieces, it's easy. Everybody else, I don't know. Jeremy is so freaking frustrating to buy for because I buy him cool crap. He doesn't use it. I bought him the only surprise I gave him several years ago. He has several guitars and he plays them sometimes and he said he wanted to learn how to play the guitar better, so I got him guitar lessons. He has never used it.
Now
I'm just being a bitch, but whatever. I got him a telescope, never used it. Inflatable kayak, that's been out one time. So it just makes me mad because I try to come up with creative stuff.
It hurts because you are listening. You know it's something that he would be interested in. It's just taking the time, I guess, to use them. I don't know. The thought's there. You were paying attention. He said he wanted these things at some point in the year, right?
Mm-hmm. Not the inflatable necessarily, but that's all I could afford. And it was cheap enough that I was like, well, if we don't use it, then now whenever we don't use it, I get mad. But my favorite gift he's ever given me.
I hope this is what I think it is. Maybe not.
It is.
Okay.
Taylor Swift tickets.
Yes. I tell this story to everyone. It's my favorite. I'm sorry. I'm totally ruining it. I'm just like raining on your parade.
No. He got me tickets to Taylor Swift a couple of years ago. And he had, I don't know, boxes inside of boxes, like one of those things. And then finally I unwrap it and it was printed out tickets to Taylor Swift. And this was for her 1989 tour. And I just started crying. And he was like, really? You didn't cry whenever I proposed. You didn't cry whenever we got married. You're crying over Taylor Swift tickets. And then you got to go to that concert, too. That was kind of a funny story.
Yeah, I stumbled upon tickets. I think Big Al bought them for Nick for the show. And it turns out Nick was going to be out of town. He had like a football game that he had committed to or whatever. Anyways, this is just a big old flop for Big Al as normal, but Nick decided to give him to me instead of canceling the football game, so I got to take my daughter Morgan and we had such a good time. It was such a good concert.
And I wanted to meet up with you, but my girlfriend and I were super duper late. We went to a nice dinner with Jeremy and then called a ride out to Arlington, and we showed up right before Taylor Swift came on.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. I know I get on your nerves with my tardiness.
No, it was fine. And then we were going to meet up afterwards. And my daughter, Morgan, I guess I didn't feed her enough before we left. She ate an entire new thing of mints and it upset her stomach. So we had to run and go home because she was not feeling well that night. So
what are you hoping for to get underneath the Christmas tree this year?
Did I say ornaments or did I say mints?
You said mints.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I hope she wasn't eating ornaments.
No, that'd be terrible. That's really bad.
You're doing mom wrong if that's the case.
Sorry, what did you ask?
Is there anything that you're hoping for underneath the Christmas tree this year?
No. Me and Josh don't exchange gifts. So, no, but I'm not with it this year, and I haven't bought anything yet. I'm just, I don't know. I'm a failure in all accounts. But so the kids asked Josh, when I wasn't around, I guess I was in the morning when I was at work. asked Josh, you know, where are the presents under the tree? And Josh told the kids that there wasn't going to be a Christmas this year. And they believed him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they came to me, you know, later on the day and asked me about it. I was like, no, he's pulling your leg. Why do you even believe anything that comes out of his mouth? He's trying to be funny, but basically they're just lies.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'm not hoping for anything. I've had a really great year and I've been really blessed. As far as the girls, Heaven's so easy to shop for because she's artistic and...
Anything crafty?
Yes. So I got her a bunch of cool stuff. Kira is 5 and she's a little bit more difficult. She's easy to dress, but I don't want to just give her clothes and shoes. I did buy her 2 pairs of shoes because I bought her some boots last year and she loves them. So what I did, I just mimicked what Kinsey was telling us the other day because Kinsey was up here.
That sounded so cool.
So I got toys that I've heard other kids like Hatchimals and mm-hmm. the little LOL unwrap things. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are.
I don't either. This is the first time I'd ever heard about them.
Yeah.
From Kinsey.
And then Kira likes the DC dolls. So she got a couple of DC dolls as well. They're
comic?
Like super power dolls. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
DC girl dolls or something. So I got her those as well.
How cool.
Yeah. So just really looking forward to the holidays.
Yes.
We're going to be off work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be chilling with the family in Florida.
Yep. I'll be at home chilling with the family. Lots and lots and lots of family. Josh has such a big family. They're like, you know, immediate family parties and extended family parties on this side and on that side. And it's just a lot. And then my family. People coming into town and making sure you make time for them. And I'm really excited about it. You can tell.
I feel bad because Jeremy and I are just so busy that we scheduled Christmas with my family on a Wednesday night. But that was literally the only time that we have available.
I think that's fine, especially when you have time off. It just doesn't matter.
My mom texted me yesterday and said she's cooking and my dad took off and everything else. So I'm really excited about that. I do feel bad. And they're in a new house. This is going to be the first time I get to go to their house.
Very cool. You haven't been to their house?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I don't have time. Amy, I don't. All right. Well, thank you for listening to our holiday edition of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play. And Merry Christmas!
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year! And we are going to take you out with, you got to hear Amy's son, Maddox, singing earlier his beautiful rendition of 12 Days of Christmas. Well, now we're taking you out with a clip of her daughter, Morgan. How old was Morgan in this clip?
She was 6 in kindergarten.
6-year-old Morgan.
Yes.
Singing a Christmas song.
The cutest.
It is adorable, and hopefully it's not true this year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy.